All right, well, thanks for joining us today, Harold. Nice to have you back on the show.
Thank you. It's good to be here. It's a beautiful day.
Yes, it is. It's about 80 degrees outside, and we have this weather for another week, so take care of all your home stuff, right?
Exactly.
So I want to start with Congressman Lobsack visited last week, toured Weiler, and you and Mayor Zoot were also invited along and got to discuss things, some items with him and his staff. I just want to ask you how you thought that visit generally went.
I thought it went well. I think Congressman Lobsack will be a great representative if he gets reelected for the area, and seems to have a lot of interest and tries to pay attention and in touch with what's going on locally. That was the reason he was interested in Weiler's, is to kind of see what the impacts of federal legislation is having on small business owners, particularly within that industry. So he asked a lot of questions, and of course then we had the opportunity to ask some questions regarding some legislation as well, and I think he was pretty open and upfront and honest with his responses and his inquiries. So.
All right, and moving on to last night's meeting, wasn't a whole lot of substance really on there, but there was a couple public hearing sets, including one about the Park Lane development. Can you just kind of explain a little bit about what that public hearing is going to be about?
Yeah, the developers requested some amendments to the current TIF agreement that is in place between the city and the developer. The city has been working on that for quite some time, actually, even preceding me. There's some issues with the contract. Some of the state laws and things have changed since that agreement was first put into place, so we wanted to do some amendments to it to clean it up a little bit and make sure that it's operated within the parameters of state law now as it sits and dealing with those issues. So basically what it's going to do is it's going to allot the TIF revenues coming in. It's going to categorize between commercial, residential, and a low to moderate income set-asides that are now required. So it'll clear that up a little bit. It does raise the TIF amount a little bit, a little under $200,000 in expenses they've spent in putting in infrastructure, public infrastructure, that's streets, water, sewer, those kinds of things. And then it deals a little bit with some of the interest that is eligible to be reimbursed through TIF as well. But those are the three main components that those amendments deal with in that agreement.
Okay, and that public hearing is set for the next city council meeting. There are a couple other hearings that have been set as well, but also you have been pretty busy this past couple of weeks. You've been in and out of the office quite a bit. I know I've had a hard time getting a hold of you, but kind of explain to everyone what you've been doing.
Yeah, I've been pretty busy. I attended the International City Manager Association Conference in Milwaukee. That's an opportunity for city managers basically throughout the world, although most of them are predominantly in the United States. They get together and we discuss concepts and issues that are happening across the country and different approaches to how to handle those. This time around, there was a lot of discussion regarding websites and phone apps and citizen engagement and communication. It was a lot of the concepts back and forth that were discussed at that conference. So it was interesting to hear some of that perspective and to talk with some of the businesses that help communities with that. But more importantly, it was interesting to talk about the different challenges a lot of communities are seeing. And there is some common ground there. And the approach is being taken to resolve and to address some of those issues. I also sat in an interesting meeting with some city managers that had colleges and universities within their communities. It was called Town and Gown. And it was interesting to hear some of the concepts that were coming out of that, particularly as I hope, we're all optimistic that the VA campus will take off and go forward. And one of the key components in that would be a college or university component. And so it was interesting to hear some of those perspectives so that we can begin to have a discussion as staff and as an organization, as a community, as far as some of the things that maybe we need to get in place before that gets here. So,
all right. Is there anything else?
Oh, I guess we had the other two conferences. I attended the Iowa League of Cities conference in Des Moines. We had three council members that were in attendance at that meeting, at that conference as well. So that was interesting to hear the Iowa perspective of the challenges that are happening throughout our communities, in particular with some of the upcoming legislative issues and having some discussion on that. So that was interesting. And then last week I was at the Professional Developers of Iowa Conference, which is an economic development conference, and really focusing in and honing in on economic development efforts within the state of Iowa and the different approaches and issues that are being addressed and how some of the communities are approaching those and dealing with that. And then also talking specifically about legislative issues coming forward in the state of Iowa, particularly revolving around economic development. So, and that was good to kind of get some contacts, to kind of know who's who in the state of Iowa. A lot of economic development is about knowing the right people, being in the right place at the right time, and then having resources to be able to act when those opportunities come available. So this is really my first opportunity to figure out who's who in the state of Iowa when it comes to economic development. So hopefully we can begin establishing those relationships and those connections that will have the help and assistance needed when we need it.
So really just an educational couple of weeks for you.
It was very enlightening. It was busy. It was kind of tough to be away from the office, away from the family that long, but I think it was time well spent, and I look forward to having some of those discussions and trying to implement some of those concepts within the community of Knoxville.
Anything else you wanted to touch on, tell the citizens of Knoxville?
No, I think so far it's going pretty well. So we're trying to keep working with the developers on the VA campus. That's the major issue on the plate right now. And now it's just kind of getting settled into winter and having some time to get some of these issues addressed on the table.
All right. Well, thanks for joining us, Harold.
Thank you.